Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And that's where we're picking up a lot of those delays. 355 to get you in toward the Hyattstown area. Again, with the 270 crash, southbound slowing as well. Now, on the Beltway, Interloop, as you pass River Road, going on the Interloop side, we are jammed in through to Bethesda. Longstanding crash still blocks the left lane after George Avenue. That involves a tractor trailer. On the outer loop side, bunched up as well, coming through Beltsville, through Silver Spring, had an earlier vehicle fire. Definitely a culprit there for those extended delays. 95 before the ICC. Watch for the back. Now, Virginia, 95. Car fire, cleanup activity. Still, you see a lot of activity going on at the Beltway. Northbound 95 right near the Franconia Springfield Parkway. Delays out of Dale City. Southbound 95 bunched up as well as you come off of the Beltway to get down past all this activity. Stay to the far right. Again, with the earlier vehicle fire that has been extinguished for a while. They're just trying to clear everything out of there. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers in, maybe even a period of rain, 48. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away, 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder. Some showers in the morning, maybe some snowflakes mixing in. No accumulation, a gusty wind, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
By now, 34 in Alexandria, 28 in Frederick, 34 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Some Republicans are pushing President Trump to back away from his tariff proposal. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Joining us just a couple minutes here at 8:15 will be Chuck Dees. We're going to talk to him about this D.C. school drama. He's got the inside scoop. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow to discuss those proposed tariffs. We'll get his take on that. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonese.
All right, let's talk video games and violence. And the reason for this is because on Thursday, the White House holding a summit with the video game industry to kind of assess what is the relationship between violence in our kids' video games, not just kids, a lot of adults play video games, and these school shootings or acts of violence in the United States. And is there a causal relationship between those two things? To help bring some clarity to this, we want to bring in Chris Ferguson. He's a Stetson University psychology professor and an expert on this very subject. Chris, good morning, sir. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. It's great to be on.
Thank you for doing this. So what is in your research here, is there a link between video games and real-life violence?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is no. So the confusion, I think, for a lot of people is there's a difference in terms of what we consider, like, you know, violent behavior as an outcome and aggressive behavior as an outcome. So we do have a number of studies that look at issues like the impact of violent video games on violent outcomes such as dating violence, bullying, adult arrest, and things like that. And the evidence there, I'd say, is actually pretty clear that there is no predictive value. There is no impact of violent video games on these types of outcomes. And we've kind of been through this before with other mass shootings like the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. Where we kind of debated this issue of violence in video games and societal violence for quite a while, until it came out in the end in the official investigation report that you know, particular perpetrator really didn't play violent video games. He mostly played Dance Dance Revolution, it turned out.
Yeah.
So this is something that kind of gets brought up every time there's like a horrible mass shooting. But the evidence to suggest that violent video games contributes to anything from anywhere from bullying to mass shootings is pretty much non-existent. When we talk about aggression, there's a bit more of a debate. And we're really talking about, like, giving people spicy food when you know they don't like spicy food, or, you know, that kind of like minor level stuff. And there's a debate. There are some studies that suggest that video games may have an impact. Some studies suggest that video games don't have an impact. And there even are some studies that suggest that violent video games may actually calm people down and make them a little bit less aggressive. So there's a little bit more confusion when you're talking about milder aggression. But in terms of actual violent crimes, the answer is pretty clearly no. This is just what we call a moral panic. There's no evidence to support this contention.
Oh, okay. So you're saying actually in some cases that it may actually be a pressure release valve, that people just kind of want to get whatever human instinct is inside of them out of the way to, like, you know, run around in a first-person shooter and blow away their friends in just a playful game may actually serve as a relief valve for some of those.
Yeah, probably the best way of thinking about this is that video games are very much like any other hobby. So, you know, some individuals, particularly those individuals who enjoy those games, may use them to relax or calm down. So, you know, after a bad day or after a stressful event, and we can see this. You know, we've actually done some research on that issue, you know, using both nonviolent games and violent video games, and that's really kind of what it comes down to. If you're a person who enjoys those games, then that tends to relax you and calm you down. If you're a person that doesn't enjoy those games, then of course it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And you can see the same stuff with, like, heavy metal music and, you know, and other forms of movies and television and such. So in that sort, it's really kind of best to think of video games as being like another hobby. It's like, you know, it's like knitting. You know, if you enjoy knitting, it calms you down. If you don't enjoy knitting, like myself, I'll probably end up stabbing myself with little knitting needles and end up in the emergency room. It's not
but not on purpose.
Down,
so. Not in an act of aggression.
Not on purpose. No,
I see.
Okay, what about kids, and especially we see this in young boys, what about young boys who don't have that empathy gene? You hear parents talk about this. There just seems to be something going on with some of our young boys who, you know, torture animals. You see a common theme. If someone has that in them and they don't have that empathy gene and they're exposed to these games and they play them a lot, can this exacerbate that?
Yeah, that's a great question. The truth is that we don't see any evidence for that. You know, so we've done research looking at kids, teenagers with a variety of mental health issues, everything from depression to antisocial traits like you're talking about to ADD. There's another study from the University of Missouri that did look at young adults with autism. And we don't find any evidence that violent video games, influence even these sort of, we might call them, like, vulnerable groups of kids. Now, you know, there always has been the segment of young boys and some young girls, but mostly boys, who have displayed sort of lack of empathy and have done things like, you know, torturing animals. And you know, I've worked clinically with, you know, after a number of those youth and such. That group of kids, who fortunately are a very, very small group of kids, have existed throughout history, in essence. And there's nothing new, you know, to the current generation. And I think it's important to point out, you know, that many of your listeners may not be aware that, people tend to have this perception of kids today being kind of worse than in the past. And again, that's a narrative that's been around for, like, literally 2,500 years, that we know of, at least. But the evidence suggests that kids today are actually doing pretty good for the most part in terms of, like, youth violence, for instance. It's important to understand that youth violence is actually down about 80% from where it was 25 years ago. So we're not seeing this kind of, like, epidemic of problem kids, sweeping through society. There's always a small group of kids who do have problems, but there are no more today than there were 25 years ago. In fact, it looks like there's actually fewer.
Chris, it sounds like, I mean, given our conversation here, that you've looked hard at a lot of this, including kids who kind of exhibit some of these sadistic behaviors that Mary was referring to. Do you have, when you see, in the wake of these school shootings, what you see in Parkland, do you have a general sense of sort of the themes that go into these shooters and sort of how we can address it as a society?
Yeah, if you look at these individuals, and it's important to point out that the average age of a mass homicide perpetrator, particularly the way criminologists define that, is somewhere close to age 40. So we sometimes get, you know, kind of wound up with these younger guys, like the Parkland shooter. But, you know, we have to remember, you know, that just a few months ago in October, there was the 50-something-year-old, you know, fellow who shot up that concert in Las Vegas. And, you know, so sometimes when we kind of, like, think about, like, video games, we ignore the cases that don't fit that narrative, you know, the older males or and occasional female, who commits a crime like this. But, yeah, the commonalities you tend to find, you know, between mass homicide perpetrators are one of these sort of, you know, long-term antisocial histories. You know, they have antisocial personalities. They're basically what we call psychopaths. Two is they tend to have a history of mental illness, typically either suicidal depression or psychosis. It's important to point out that the vast majority of the mentally ill do not commit crimes. They're not mm-hmm. violent. It's just a very, very small group of people that we're talking about here. And lastly, that they tend to be what we call injustice collectors. So they tend to view their problems as being due to something that was done to them by others. And that could be a certain group of others, or it could just be, you know, society at large. And oftentimes their crimes are really motivated by, you know, they view their own life as being essentially over, but they want to take some other individuals with them. Yep. And that's what makes them very dangerous as perpetrators of violent crime, is that they don't really have any particular intention of getting away with it or that's surviving. Right. That makes it very dangerous to their victims and to police officers yep. who are responding.
All right, Chris Ferguson, Stetson University psychology professor and expert on video game violence. Generally, thank you, Chris. Really appreciate your insight this morning.
That was great to be on. Happy to be on anytime.
Thanks very much. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Beltway, Tyson's area, outer loop side with the delays. Now, on the outer loop is where we have the crash. As you pass the exit for I-66 and where 66 would merge on, still have the right lane blocked. This also bunches up 66 coming in from Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to get on to that stretch of the Beltway. Again, that's outer loop near I-66. Inner loop side, your travel lanes are open. Volume Springfield to Annandale. And as you approach the Legion Bridge, incident cleanup continues. Interstate 95, we had the van fire. Everything confined to the shoulder now. About recovering out of Dale City, working up toward the Franconia Springfield Parkway prior to the Beltway, southbound 95. You have your lanes back, but now it's about recovering coming off the Beltway with that unusual southbound 95 tie-up. Long-standing crash, Beltway Silver Spring involves a tractor trailer. They're waiting on a tow truck, but it's giving us delays coming north of River Road through Bethesda to Georgia Avenue over near Holy Cross and out of Gaithersburg off of 270. Also on 270, so you know, coming out of Frederick, if you can wait it out, still big delays here to get you past the crash south of 109 that was blocking one lane at 355 with a lot of bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, first of all, we have a coastal flood advisory in effect until 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today, you'll start your day with some clouds. We'll get to periods of rain this afternoon. Chance of rain 90%, a high of 48. Tonight, cloudy, occasional rain. Chance of rain 100% with rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Temperatures tonight in low of 37. Now, tomorrow, showers to start. Chance of rain 80%. Snow may mix in just to change things up a little bit. And then cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 48. Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 818 on WMAL.
All right, there's a tremendous amount going on in Washington, D.C., and specifically related to the education system. So let me bring in Chuck Thies. He's the political strategist and former Mayor Vincent Gray and the campaign manager and a close advisor to Gray. We spoke with him a couple days ago, actually. Chuck, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Let me begin by just making it clear.
Yes, sir.
I'm not drunk, and if the special prosecutor wants my emails, he can have them.
Okay, good. See,
that takes all the fun out of this.
I think Chuck's starting a trend, by the way. We need to establish this with every interview. Chuck, you're not Sam Nunberg either. So, Chuck, let's talk about what's going on in D.C., because it seems like some public officials must be drunk, because the former chancellor, Antoine Wilson, remember, he was ousted and ended up being fired because he was able to use, he had his daughter jump the lottery line in order to go to Wilson High School when she shouldn't have jumped the line. And he did it by using his power after establishing rules just a couple months prior that should not happen. He jumps the line. He does it with the assistant of the deputy mayor, who's fired a couple of days before he is. Then there's questions from Muriel Bowser. Why didn't she fire the chancellor at the same time? And then eventually the pressure from us and others asking these questions ends up leading to his firing. So now it seems we have answers, because yesterday he tells the Washington Post she knew about this. Muriel Bowser knew, despite her prior denials, back in September that he was moving his daughter into Wilson High and jumping the lottery line. What is going on here, Chuck?
Well, I think you put your hammer on the nail here, because if you look at the timeline, that explains everything. When this scandal first came out, which was on Friday before President's Day weekend, Bowser fired the deputy mayor who had assisted Wilson, the chancellor, in moving his child to a high-performing school, but she didn't fire the chancellor. And everyone scratched their head and said, well, why is that? He's the one who benefited from this. Yes. Why is the deputy mayor being fired, but not the guy who benefited from the scheme? And then, of course, a few days later, she ends up caving to public pressure and doing the right thing and demanding his resignation. But then a week later, it is revealed that a man who was fired or forced to resign, they're one and the same, a man who was fired for cheating the government receives a $140,000 severance. Mm-hmm. My initial reaction to that was hush money. And now we find out that he has integrity and he's willing to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. And it was clear that he knew something the day he resigned, because right after his resignation, he did an interview, or perhaps it was just before, it's immaterial. And he was asked twice, when did the mayor know about this? And he said nothing. He almost smirked. And so what did she know and when did she know it is the operative question here.
Right.
And he answered it yesterday. He answered it to the Washington Post and he answered it on Fox 5. He said, I told her, and he was very specific. He cited the day and the meeting during which he told her. Then you look at the mayor's statement and it's very slimy. It's slippery. She said, and I quote, I in no way approved of a transfer or knew about an illegal transfer.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. This transfer was never deemed illegal by the Washington Post, by any of the reporters looking into it, by the government itself. What she's doing here is she's offering a smokescreen, a statement that she can hide behind, a very carefully crafted statement that obscures the lie she told 2 weeks ago. It's clear that she knew in September. It was clear at the time that she knew. She has a history of knowing about these things and covering them up. Last year in 2017, two of her top officials cheated the school lottery. She found out about it in February of 2017, but did nothing about it until May of 2017 when NBC broke the story. She did nothing, no discipline, no change in rules. So there's a pattern here. She finds out that her top officials are doing something wrong and does nothing.
Yeah.
And then when news breaks of it, she claims she's aghast and this cannot happen again.
Yep. Very quickly, David Grosso, who is the council member who chairs the Education Committee, announced that he's going to hold a hearing into this, and he's going to ask the mayor, Wilson, and Niles to testify under oath. Do you think he's going to get answers?
Well, that's a good question. When Bowser was asked last night on Fox whether or not she would participate in a hearing under oath, she said, I need to talk to the council member about that.
Amazing.
Which basically is her way of firing a shot across his bow.
All right, Chuck, we're out of time, but we want to spend more time on this soon, so we will have you back to chat about this. At some point, everything's got to break. You think Vince Gray's going to jump in when they find a severed head? I mean, what's going to happen? Chuck, thank you.
What's it going to take?
I can tell you this. Vince Gray is in the 11th hour of his decision-making process.
All right, we'll see. Let us know when the 12th is nearing. 823 on WMAL.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
You know, have you tried to hire anybody lately? It's hard. You post to job boards, hope you're going to find the right person for your job. Think about it. How often do you check job boards personally? For most people, it's pretty occasional, actually. But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is currently there. It's LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. It's also a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards in delivering quality candidates. It's what a headache that saves you from. Believe me, I hate throwing out resumes. I want the good guys. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today Terms and conditions apply.
It is 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 as you come south out of Frederick. Here we go. It's slow as you merge off of 70 through Urbana, but down past 109 where we've had the crash now to the shoulder. So that has been the culprit of these massive delays on 270, causing for bailout traffic on 355. So if you normally take 355 south of 80, you have a number of extra commuters with you this morning into Hyattstown. Just be ready for that. Now, beyond that, we have problems on the Beltway. Maryland, let's start with you first. Inner loop trying to get through Bethesda to Silver Spring. Longstanding crash after Georgia Avenue over near Holy Cross still blocks the left lane's tractor trailer. So they're waiting on one of those flatbed tow trucks to pick it up. That's why it's there so long. Coming around from River Road and off of 270 South, leaving Gaithersburg. On the outer loop side, bunched up, College Park to Silver Spring. Virginia Beltway crash and Tyson's on the outer loop. After you pass I-66, as you come up toward the exit for 50, looks like it's still along the right side. See a lot of flashing lights. And for 66, you know what this does? It makes it for a tough merge to get on that stretch of the outer loop of the Beltway. Extra volume. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. 866-EXPERTS or visit aplus-hvac.com today. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of March 5th, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm David McNeil, founder and owner of WeatherTech.com, the world's leader in vehicle accessories, where we strive to continually exceed our customers' expectations. As a customer myself, I only work with companies with the same mission. AmericanEagle.com, our web design, development, and hosting company, has continually exceeded my expectations since the last century. That's how long WeatherTech has been a customer of AmericanEagle.com. We've grown our business tremendously over the last 17 years, and our website has been a key to our growth. What I like about AmericanEagle.com is that they're a family-run business and financially stable, so I don't have to worry about them disappearing on me, and they focus on my business goals and objectives. If you're in need of serious, experienced, and expert website design, development, strategy, and hosting, contact AmericanEagle.com. They've done it for me at WeatherTech.com, and they'll do it for you.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1. AmericanEagle.com, 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Coming up on WMAL, hey, we're going to talk to Larry Kudlow and get his opinion on the proposed tariffs on aluminum and steel and what they may do to your wallet. 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. South Korea says it has agreed to hold summit talks with North Korea in April. And the South says the North has also made it clear that it wouldn't need to keep its nuclear weapons if military threats against the country are resolved and it receives a credible security guarantee.
The North has clarified that it won't resume any provocative action, including, and it spells this out, there will be no additional nuclear tests, there will be no missile tests while those discussions are ongoing.
Correspondent Andrew Stevens. Power outages still persist in our area after last Friday's winds. Dominion Energy is working to restore power to about 2,700 customers this morning. Pepco has about 230 still in the dark, and BGE is working on getting the power back on to about 15,000 of its customers. Another nor'easter, meanwhile, is taking aim at New York and New England.
It's a sloppy, wet snow. It starts tomorrow morning, but it snows all day. So if you're traveling tomorrow anywhere through the East Coast, it's going to be a very slow go. Boston, the Berkshires, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York City, that's where the snow is going to be.
Meteorologist Chad Myers. An 18-year-old man has turned himself in to face charges of making threats against Fairfax High School a couple of weeks ago. Ishmael Harrison is accused of posting online threats against students, staff, and even police. West Virginia legislators plan to meet again today to consider another compromise aimed at ending a teacher strike.
Long lines of teachers and supporters outside the Capitol Monday did not sway West Virginia senators who rejected a 5% pay raise that would end the strike that forced districts to remain closed today.
West Virginia, we're standing beside you!
The governor, the House of Delegates, and union leaders agreed to a 5% raise, but the Senate only offered a 4% increase. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts West Virginia in the bottom five states in teacher pay. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,875. The Nasdaq at 7331. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. The Wizards host the Miami Heat tonight. The Caps start a West Coast road trip in Anaheim. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business in your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees. Extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood test back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or health savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, Virginia. Finally, I can give you some better news with this crazy rush hour we've had. Outer loop at I-66 as you pass 66 toward 50. That crash now sits to the shoulder, but it's giving us delays coming around south near the toll road. But the major backup's really off of 66 back near the Fairfax County Parkway to go east to merge onto that inner loop. But again, everything cleared to the shoulder, so we should start to see some improvement. Definitely improving 95 northbound. We had the earlier van fire, very dramatic as you head northbound north of Newington up toward the Beltway. Everything confined to the shoulder now. Now it's about clearing out those delays. Stop and go out of Dale City through Lorton and Newington. Southbound 95. Go ahead. You can use it off the Beltway. Beltway delays have cleared out to go south on 95, and that is much better. In Alexandria on North Quaker Lane, watch for slowdowns right as you merge off of Duke Street to go north on Quaker Lane. Crash before Jan Lane under police direction. Now for 270 south in Urbana, still bunched up, but the culprit of all these massive delays after 109 was cleared to the shoulder with the bailout traffic on 355 as well. On the Beltway, inner loop George Avenue, longstanding incident left side slows the Beltway in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run through today with many rain showers coming in mainly this afternoon after 2, 3 o'clock. 48 overnight tonight, coastal flood advisory will remain in effect until 4 o'clock in the morning. Occasional rain around. Most of that should taper off a bit to showers and showers tomorrow morning, which may mix in with a little snow, but no accumulation. Windy and 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Springfield, 30 in Gaithersburg, 35 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Mexico is, we've had a very bad deal with Mexico, very bad deal with Canada, it's called NAFTA. Our factories have left our country, our jobs have left our country. For many years, NAFTA has been a disaster. We are renegotiating NAFTA, as I said I would, and if we don't make a deal, I'll terminate NAFTA. But if I do make a deal, which is fair to the workers and to the American people, that would be, I would imagine, one of the points that we'll negotiate. It will be tariffs on steel for Canada and for Mexico. So we'll see what happens.
All right, that was President Trump yesterday to discuss that comment. Joining us now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7. Larry, good morning.
Morning. Morning.
All right. So that was the president yesterday. We have Paul Ryan asking the president, saying, please don't do this. He disagrees with the president and says this is, these tariffs are a bad idea. Who's right, Trump or Ryan?
Ryan.
So why are these a bad idea? Why are these tariffs a bad idea?
Well, look, you have to, you know, you have to look at the benefits and the costs. You might choose to give a benefit, i.e. trade protection, let's say, to the steel industry or the aluminum industry, but you're going to damage all the people, both businesses and consumers, who use steel and use aluminum. prices will go up to the protected industries, and taxes will go up to everybody else. And the numbers here are pretty clear. If you look around, the 100 and, let's say together, aluminum and steel workers, you got about 200,000 jobs there at stake. Very small amount. It's like 1 month's jobs report, actually. But you have, according to various studies, between 5 and 6 million others who use steel. And the car business is a perfect example. You might win on some steel workers, but you're going to lose on the auto workers. Mm-hmm. You might even find that in the same state or even the same congressional district. Plus, it's almost incalculable how many consumers will be hit. I mean, you're probably talking about a 20 to 25% price increase because of these tariffs with respect to, I don't know, automobiles, energy, infrastructure, you know, aluminum cans. You can go right down the laundry list. Everybody uses something and uses steel. And so, therefore, you're favoring one side and you're killing the other side. The other side happens to be a whole lot bigger. So Paul Ryan is saying, number one, we don't want the user side to get slammed. And number two, he correctly fears that there will be significant retaliation from different countries. Let's think of Canada, the European Union, maybe Japan. This was the case, by the way, in 2002, 2003. Steele asked George W. Bush for protection. And Bush, unfortunately, granted them. I think it was a 30% tariff on imported steel products, okay? And after about a year, Bush relented and got rid of it because of the strong retaliation and because data started pulling in saying that steel users were, in fact, damaging the economy and laying people off. And you always have these price hikes. So the thing that annoys me the most, I think, is some of the administration spokespeople are saying, oh, it's just 10 cents a can or $50 a car. That's just utter nonsense. Those are low-ball estimates. They can't figure that out. Depends on the pricing policy. And ironically, steel and aluminum prices have been going up anyway in the last couple years. So none of this really makes a lot of sense. Blunt blanket tariffs never make a lot of sense.
There's a lot of people hoping the president changes his mind. Do you think that will happen on Thursday? Gary Cohn is assembling a meeting, and he's obviously anti-tariff, and a whole bunch of other people are going to be there. John Kelly, the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, Robert Lighthizer, and Peter Navarro, of course, will be there, who's for tariffs. Do you think his mind can be changed?
I don't know. You know, I just don't know. I'm hoping the answer is yes. I think Gary Cohn is fighting like hell and doing a great job. And here, too, bringing in the manufacturing users of steel is a very important perspective because the administration has not provided that. They haven't even talked about that. They sort of belittled the impact on steel users and consumers of steel-based products or consumers of aluminum can-based products or any aluminum products for that matter. Well, we need to look at the other side. And the other thing that occurs to me, this is bad trade policy because, I mean, I'm a free trader, granted, but look, across-the-board blanket tariffs don't single out specific areas where trade laws are egregiously unfair.
Yep.
It's very inefficient. Look, let's suppose you want to get China, you want to go after China because they steal our intellectual property rights. Well, I wouldn't necessarily be opposed with targeted temporary tariffs on Chinese imports. All right?
That's right.
I'm a free trader, but I think they've played fast and loose with the WTO rules. Okay, but a blanket tariff punishes everybody, most particularly our friends and allies, and the national security argument that's being made. Well, are you going to say to me that Canada, which is our biggest steel importer, is a national security threat to the United States?
Yep. And
by the by, Canadians are our biggest buyer.
Yeah, no, you're right, and I haven't seen the White House successfully make that case. Larry Kudlow, sorry we're out of time, but we'll chat with you again next week and see where this thing has moved. 844 here on WMAL.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
You know, you've been hearing about Direct Jewelry Outlet for years, and I had the opportunity to go there and to shop and really get to know them. And I know everybody's got their favorite place where you go to get jewelry, right? You know, you've got that guy that you trust. Do yourself a favor. Just take a trip to Direct Jewelry Outlet and check them out. It's going to be so different from any other place you've been. I was so surprised. You know, their priority is to pour their money into the product. They don't sell on commission. They don't use high-pressured sales tactics. They're family run, and they work to earn your trust. When you go in there, the price is always right side up. I was so shocked by that. The tags show the exact weight of the stone. They're not rounding up like other jewelers. And you know, when you go in, you're not paying for a fancy showroom. You're paying for quality jewelry. They repair jewelry. They also will custom design jewelry for you. So just go check them out. Trust me, it's going to be totally different. And you may find out, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. Direct Jewelry Outlet is my go-to for the finer things in life. So you need to discover this gem in Falls Church for yourself. For hours and location, visit DJO.com. That's DJO.com and tell them Mary sent you. 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough rush hour it continues to be. Oh boy, let's go Maryland Beltway. Been talking about this since the start of the morning. On the outer loop, jam from College Park and around to Silver Spring, but extra volume today. You're rubbernecking at the incident on the inner loop side as you pass Georgia Avenue, which is the tractor trailer. Calling all large tow trucks. We're still waiting on the tow truck. Heavy duty wrecker not there yet. On the inner loop past Georgia Avenue, and that's why we are just jammed through Bethesda and coming off of 270. So everyone, you still need plenty of extra time to get through there and patience because you're in that stop and go. We don't want to have accidents in the backups. 270 southbound, trying to make the recovery, but out of Frederick, stop and go through Urbana and Hyattstown. The crash was south of 109. Making a better recovery here on the Virginia Beltway. If you heard me talk about the crash, outer loop after you pass 66, that now sits to the shoulder. Inbound Suitland Parkway, have delays back near Route 5 heading towards Stanton Road and again toward 295. Had a fender bender reported before 295. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 847 on WMAL. Let's talk guns. Florida. The Florida Senate has passed a school safety bill that would place new restrictions on rifle sales. It would allow some teachers to carry guns in school. It would create new mental health programs. The Senate voted 20-18 yesterday for this bill. The House has not taken up their version of the bill yet. As it stands now, the legislation would increase the age to buy a rifle from 18-21. Now, before that, rifles usually were allowed. It was usually handguns that were restricted by age because it's harder to hide a rifle than it is to hide a handgun. So now they're banning that. So basically, effectively making if you want to buy any kind of weapon in Florida, you have to wait till you're 21. It would ban bump stocks and require a 3-day waiting purchase period for most guns. The legislation would also start a new marshal program that would permit teachers and staff to be armed after at least 132 hours. Of training. So I think that that's actually a good thing to allow certain people, if they choose to participate, to carry in school. And it's only going to be certain staff, no full-time personnel. These are all part-time. The amendment limits the armed teachers to school personnel who are not sole or full-time teachers.
Gotcha.
So they're moving in that direction in Florida.
I wonder if that makes Andrew Pollack happy, the father of Meadow Pollack, who's been out there talking about that he just wants to bring safety to his kid, to these kids,
yeah,
in light of the fact that he lost his daughter this way.
And yeah, I agree. I think it's about safety. There's a lot of things. There's also mental health involved in this as well. Talking about raising the age to purchase guns, Dick's and Walmart in Oregon have been sued by a 20-year-old when they refused to sell him a .22 caliber Ruger rifle, say that three times fast, on February 24th. He's saying that, listen, the state age for buying these is 18. You're discriminating against 18, 19, and 20-year-old customers.
Yep.
He's suing.
A lot of people have been comparing that to the cake case, saying that this is, hey, you can't exclude certain customers based on something like that, an amenable characteristic, his age.
Unless liberals agree with it, and then it's totally fine and admirable. So we'll see where that goes. I don't think that's going to be the first lawsuit of its kind either. 850 on WMAL.
Get sound retirement tips on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes you can actually learn something from watching television. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I've never actually seen it, but I hear This Is Us is a great show. Now, spoiler alert, if you're not caught up, you might want to switch the station for a minute, but come right back. In the episode that aired following the Super Bowl, the character Jack died suddenly after making it out of a burning home alive. His cause of death was given as cardiac arrest, triggered by smoke from the fire. Now, one cardiologist we spoke to said it is completely possible this type of situation can cause a cardiac arrest. Smoke inhalation puts undue stress on the heart because it doesn't receive as much oxygen as it needs to keep pumping. Smoke from a house fire might also contain dangerous chemicals, not to mention carbon monoxide, which further limits the oxygen your body needs in order to survive. How about that? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know, those missing or damaged teeth can keep you from all sorts of things, including eating those foods you love, affecting your job, your relationships, and every other aspect of your life. But no matter how long it's been since you've actually seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff creates exactly the space you need, that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day. That's incredible, with their unique full-mouth dental implant system. What sets Cascades apart? It's that experience. Dr. Ruparelia, love that guy, one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Cascades makes your comfort a complete priority. They have full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist in-house. See Cascades' so many success stories at CascadesDental.com and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WNAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still quite a busy morning update now, sponsored by Debt Hotline. Longstanding incident as we approach that 9 o'clock hour. Beltway and Silver Spring, no change. Inner loop as you come through Bethesda into Silver Spring, past George Avenue at Holy Cross, still have that left lane blocked. Broken down tractor trailer waiting on a tow truck. Big delays as you're coming off the Beltway. Safe emerging on from, say, north of River Road. Jam past Old Georgetown Road and off at 270 as you head through Germantown and then down to that stretch of the Beltway. Outer loop side, you can see all the activity, so you're in the extra volume, and a crash reported right as you merge off of 95. So, like I said, quite busy. Not the case to the Wilson Bridge. We're starting to thin out back near 210. The Virginia Beltway crash, if you heard me talk about it in Tyson's, outer loop past 66, that's to the shoulder, and we're making a nice recovery there. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216. That's 800-471-0216. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning. Showers on the roll off toward the east. They'll get here as we get into the afternoon hours. Showers in, maybe even a period of rain. 48. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away. 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder. Some showers in the morning, maybe some snowflakes mixing in. No accumulation. A gusty wind. 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply.
And coming up on WMAL tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, North and South Korea are in the news, apparently.
Yeah, we got some late-breaking news that the South Koreans claim that the North Koreans are willing to talk about disarmament now, all of a sudden. So we'll see if that actually creates any progress.
It's because of the Olympics.
Maybe so.
I watched CNN this morning. That's exactly what they said. None of this has anything to do with President Trump. They just came together because of the Olympics in South Korea. CNN is on the story. I have the details for you. It's late-breaking news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A new player has emerged in the Russia investigation saga, first saying he would defy a subpoena, then maybe backpedaling.
Sam Nunberg started the afternoon saying he would not comply with a grand jury subpoena.
I'm not cooperating, arrest me.
But as afternoon turned into evening, Nunberg, who was pointedly asked on CNN if he'd been drinking, began to ease his defiance, seeming to only be concerned that the special counsel wanted to look at months of email correspondence he'd had with sometimes Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone.
I was thinking, to save time, I've been advised against this. Maybe I'll just give them my email password.
At the end of the night, Nunberg seemed to be telling the Associated Press he would probably comply with a subpoena. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A significant development in North Korea this morning, a potential breakthrough regarding nuclear weapons.
North Korea is prepared to talk to the U.S. about denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. And that has always been a red line. The North has said repeatedly, we are not prepared to talk to the U.S. about denuclearization. They weren't even prepared to talk to South Korea about denuclearization.
Correspondent Andrew Stevens. There are still some people without electricity in our area this morning, 4 days after the strong winds that brought down power lines all across the region. Dominion Energy has about 2,700 still in the dark. They're still saying everyone should be back on by 11 o'clock tonight. Pepco has about 225 customers still without power, and BGE has about 15,000 customers still waiting to get their power back. One casualty of the high winds, an old tree, a hemlock, which may have been transplanted at Mount Vernon by George Washington himself. That tree had stood on the grounds of Mount Vernon for over two centuries. Six members of the MS-13 gang have been convicted for their roles in the death of a Northern Virginia teenager they believed was a rival gang member.
18-year-old Carlos Otero Henriquez was stabbed more than 50 times back in May of 2016. Now a federal jury in Alexandria has returned guilty verdicts on all counts against the six MS-13 members who were residents of Alexandria and Leesburg. Four of the six face mandatory life sentences, a fifth faces up to 25 years, and a sixth faces a potential life sentence. Four others charged in his death have already pleaded guilty. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
West Virginia legislators will be meeting today to consider a possible compromise aimed at ending the teacher strike that is now in its ninth day. Dale Lee is president of the West Virginia Education Association.
The issue right now is the salary. The governor in the House says it should be at 5%. We made an agreement that it be 5%. And you're only looking at about $12 million in a $4.6 billion statewide budget. That's what's keeping our kids from being in the classroom right now.
West Virginia lawmakers yesterday failed to agree on a proposed pay raise for the teachers. Amazon executives have been touring sites in D.C., Montgomery County, and Northern Virginia as they scout out potential locations for their coveted HQ2. Those tours are seen as the latest sign that Amazon is seriously considering this area for its second headquarters. The Maryland Senate has passed a bill that will require all future presidential candidates and their running mates to release their tax returns to the public as a prerequisite for getting on the ballot in Maryland. That bill now goes to the House of Delegates. Governor Larry Hogan has yet to take a position on that legislation. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,875. The Nasdaq at 73,31. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When winter weather turns bad, stay connected with the latest weather updates.
The National Weather Service says around 2 to 4 inches in the district.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? With Sedation Dentistry, that doesn't have to be the case. Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and for over a year now, you've heard Chris Plant rave about my office. Now it's time to see for yourself. An unsightly smile of poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating throughout your body. With 25 years experience, I can change all that in just 1 or 2 visits with Sedation Dentistry. Whatever your needs are, I can create the incredible results you want, that you deserve, to last for years without passing judgment. Stop procrastinating and get your mouth healthy and looking amazing again. For the first 30 callers, your exam and x-rays are half off, a savings of over $200. So join the hundreds of others who have made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go to the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's M-Y-L-E-S.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
905 at 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, the difficult ride continues. We'll start Outer Loop leaving College Park. Still in delays as you come around past Route 1 and around 2 George Avenue. Still rubbernecking at the incident on the Inner Loop side that blocks the left lane. Now, in the backups at New Hampshire Avenue, right at the exit, fire trucks left the scene of that crash that was in the backups, but it's still a lot of walking around. A couple cars were on the shoulder there. On the Inner Loop, like I said, after George Avenue, tractor trailer still in the left lane jams us off at 270 and coming through Bethesda on that stretch of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain showers this afternoon, mainly after...
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.